Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hamburger Podcast. I did fight the law and I lost. But we have a great show tonight. We're missing Ryan Talmo.
We are.
Yes. I'm not going to get into his business. I'm not going to be like, oh, he has landlord
problems.
Guys,
he's homeless. If anybody could help him out.
Yeah, he might be having landlord problems. So I guess, we are going to get into his business. if you're listening right now, Tals, call in, buddy. You know, I mean, I don't know if you know the number, but it's 1-800-893-9562. We got a great show tonight. We got a lot of our usual suspects back finally. They were in the Midwest.
Yes, we were.
Yeah, we have Megan Rice here.
Hey, guys.
Mr. Preston Tal. Mr. Preston.
Preston Talmo.
Because you sit
on
that side.
Other side of the
you sit on the other side,
it's
throws
weird.
Me off.
Yeah, you're always over on this side.
Preston Blaine.
Oi.
And I butcher your first
Can
name.
Can I say it?
Yeah, please do.
Maral.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Maral.
And I can't even roll my R's. My shoulder are pretty decent job.
That's Maral. How special I feel.
I tried.
Maral.
There we go. There it is.
I'm sitting in Talmo's stead.
You are. You're right now. You should be depressed and drunk. That seat is really
more
set
depressed.
Up.
Yeah. I'm like, drunk.
Yeah. I'm like the evil Talmo. I'm the opposite of depressed and drunk.
That yeah.
I know. She went to yoga tonight.
Right.
Talmo would never do that.
Well, he would.
No.
I'm sorry. He would go to Del Taco, but he'd stretch first.
Yes. Yeah. And they gotta get a good stretch.
He would go to a yoga
burritos.
Class and just sit in the corner and eat Del Taco
and cry.
Yeah, and so one of the big things that happened, I'm just checking out the back of my phone.
Oh, I haven't seen these ones.
Have you seen these phones? Oh, they're amazing.
Oh, yeah. Those new ones.
Amazing phones.
Oh, that's Allison Brie.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that's right.
I'm looking at the back of my phone.
Well, you have all of them. I haven't seen all of them.
The phones,
can I just
scroll?
That's
the only one.
Can I just scroll to look at the phones?
That's the only one. They pulled down most of them. But they're safe.
Preston, hand me your phone.
Do you have them?
Did you screen catch them?
Yeah. Guys, we're talking
about this celebrity nude leaks.
Yeah, speaking of that, I was checking out the back of my phone is all I was doing. I just want to make sure my
thing
was on.
You just happen to have on the other side.
What, was something on there?
Oh, yeah, titties.
Oh, God.
Celebrity titties.
Bad. Total accident. Whoops. That was like a Super Bowl faux pas. But
celebrity titties, they're just like us.
Right? And so all these celebrities, here's the thing. All these celebrities, somebody hacked the cloud. And got all these millions of pictures, ciphered through them, found the celebrity ones that they had on their phones, things like that, that they put on the iClouds or whatever the hell that is, and published all of them. And then
apparently
Reddit,
it's been going on for a while, and the way they hacked was they tricked people into giving their passwords or something.
This one went right through the cloud and got everyone. And then they ciphered out the celebrities on this one, but posted.
Right.
But these weren't like, you know, your average. These were like one of the things. I don't remember the person's name. If my wife's listening, she knows all this. Call in 800-893-9562. Oh, whoa.
And Burger just got very distracted by a sweet pair of cans.
You dunced, man. Whoa! Yeah.
Oh, show the camera, man.
I don't know.
No, I'm not gonna fucking. Okay. People can go find them online.
Yeah, but amazing! Holy whoa! Do you have the one with the girl with the curling iron up her ass?
No, I didn't get those.
One of the celebrities. There was a picture of her with a curling iron up her ass.
It was like 30 people.
Tons, yeah.
Which is
a lot of people.
There was a big fucking leak.
Now here's the weird thing. It was shut down within an hour. Do you know it takes the federal government a week to shut down a site?
Not if you have a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
1 hour. Celebrities in weird poses. And I don't know if you saw the dick guy, but that is not the dick to be naked with.
I didn't see it. Was it, tell me it was the picture.
It is.
Because apparently there were pictures. Kate Upton's dating a pitcher. A really famous. Oh, that's the dick guy. Yeah, I don't think it's him. But Kate Upton is dating a Justin Verlander, the pitcher of the Detroit Tigers, who won the Cy Young a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
And
there's a nude of him.
That's Allison Brie. Apparently, it's a nude shot of him and Kate, I guess.
Okay.
Because they're dating or whatever, or they were. Allison Brie, huh? Who's that fucking little nerd?
But that's what I mean. That's not the dick to have in a pic.
No, at least fluff it a little
bit. Do something.
Come on,
do something. If you know you're going to be in a pic.
Yeah.
They were all on drugs, not really worried about what his dick looked like. Even if he did something, I bet you would still would be like,
I'll
nope.
I bet he is now. I bet he's looking back going, God, why didn't I fluff? Why didn't I fluff?
But I want to go to some of these nude celebrity parties. That looks fun.
Well, here's the thing. Here's how I feel. Hey, dumb fuck. You took those pictures.
Yes.
My daughter is 13 years old. I've already broken all that down to her. You let someone take a picture of you, know that everyone's going to see it.
Yeah.
Even when they look at you and they say, I'm not going to ever show this to anyone, they are going to show it to people.
Well,
and those
this
people
is
are show
my
it to
thing.
People.
This is my issue with it. Like, yes, it's a huge invasion of privacy, and that fucking sucks. That's terrible. But what fucking year is this, man? Like, yeah. You have to be aware. You know who has nude pictures of me? Not Preston, not anybody.
No, yeah. I have that one, but...
No, legitimately, no.
You've never done a
that's
nude?
That's the one of
no.
me.
No.
I think everybody's freaking. Who cares? We're all...
Yes.
It's just...
It's the issue.
Right.
If you don't
deal.
Want I'm, other people to see it, don't fucking take the
if
picture.
If you're going to bitch about it afterwards...
You can't...
Yeah.
Unless you have a goddamn Polaroid camera.
Get a Polaroid.
They exist.
Yeah, that's
they're
all
back.
We're saying.
Polaroids
yeah,
are big
so
now.
Get a Polaroid camera. Because if you're taking a picture on your fucking iPhone of your twat... It's gonna exist forever. Even if you delete it, it's somewhere.
Yeah, your vagina will be immortalized.
There's a
exactly.
lot of pictures
like,
of JFK fucking Marilyn Monroe sitting in a box somewhere.
Yeah,
but
in
it's
somebody's
not on
attic.
A cloud. No it's not on a cloud seen. that some fucking hacker yeah. in Russia can get.
I just mean like if you like it doesn't make it like it's super shitty that some fucking guy was like and found all these pictures. But they're there to be found.
Why would you put them in a cloud like that? You know, you're going to put them out in the middle of the internet and that in the whole freaking cyber world
it's just,
where
feel,
they can be grabbed.
I feel like you have to right. be aware yeah. that, I mean, especially celebrities. Celebrities are so hyper aware of everything they do is fucking scrutinized so minutely and they're followed everywhere. How you could think that a naked picture of you would remain safe is insane to me. Like that
well, yeah.
is just
yeah.
being so... fucking stupid.
I mean, Lincoln
like,
has
that's
a
the nicest way I could put it.
Him being blown right. by a slave.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so I
exactly.
mean,
yeah, Lincoln logs were made from an outline of his dick.
You know, but I mean, yeah, it probably goes way back to like old like copper stencilings mm-hmm. of people. Like, you know, just stencil us fucking, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
Some, there's you some know? Super hot wood carvings of Joan of Arc.
Oh, yeah. Oh, just, but she, they're not really getting out because it's hard to carry the whole fucking thing over to your friend's
house. They're
heavy,
you can burn them.
Are all the pictures that kind of tame? Because they're just standing there being
except
naked.
Except the one with the girl.
There's nothing really happening.
Well, no, there's a couple sex ones. There's one of Kardashian laid on a couch where she looks like a penis. Like, she literally looks like a penis with a wig.
Well, she
of
already.
Big ass. No, no. That was the intent of the
Playboy,
picture.
She just did naked
out,
on GQ. Who cares?
Yeah, but I mean, that was the intent of the picture, is that she looks like a penis.
She's supposed to look like
because
a
because it
dick.
Looks like two balls.
Her ass looks like two balls.
Yeah,
okay.
And it really does, though. It really looks like a penis with a
that's
wig.
That's funny.
It's hysterical.
That's horrifying.
But yeah, but see, that's the thing is, like things she probably doesn't care. There's a lot of people who don't care about certain pictures, but the girl with the curling iron up her ass... probably didn't want that getting out.
Well, then why would you take a fucking picture of it?
Why would you put a curling iron up your ass? That's a bigger question.
Different strokes, man.
You got that much money, get a dildo.
I hear curling
iron can open up.
Yeah. I remember burning my forehead and my neck with my curling
right?
iron when I had long hair. That
imagine how much it would hurt
like,
your ass.
Yeah.
Maybe she's into some kinky shit,
in.
Whoever it is.
The big blister.
I'm assuming it hasn't been plugged in for a long time.
Well, also the gymnast, the gymnast apparently was underage.
Yeah. Which I told Preston he can jerk off to all of these, but if I found out he jerked off to the underage girl, it might be an issue.
What if he jerks off to a guy jerking off to the underage girl? Is that still weird if the guy's over 18?
Not weird. Not weird at all.
He jerks off to a lot of guys, so I don't know.
I just want him to be able to jerk off to what he wants, and that's just that's my goal.
Anything, she was underage, not 16-year-old girls.
No,
Where does the thing lie? Like, she's underage. The photos were taken. They were taken from her, but they were already also taken.
Well, someone took the pictures, yeah.
She took
her. Well, they were, if she took them and sent them to her boyfriend or whatever.
Herself,
could she get busted for child pornography? Distributing?
That became an issue a while, because, like, all these teenage girls were taking pictures of themselves, and it was becoming an issue of, like, you know,
you're distributing
they
your own
realize
child
that that's not
well,
an issue. Like, they can't, you can't prosecute an idiot 16-year-old.
Yeah, no,
for,
no.
You know,
that's why they invented Snapchat. But again, they say it disappears
it
after 12
There's
seconds.
There's no way.
It's somewhere.
A Snapchat will still exist.
Everything you put in the out there stays.
As soon as it's in some way on the internet,
it's
in some way
stays.
On the
it's
internet forever.
I don't understand how
warehouse.
Any of that works. So... guys, he said to me the cloud, and I'm like, I don't know how it works. I don't want it.
We have really good news. One amazing thing came out of all of this.
What?
Apparently, Preston thinks I have better tits than Jennifer Lawrence.
High five, girl.
So
I'd have to see Jennifer Lawrence's.
That's
They're on my phone.
That's the one positive that came out of J-Lo. All of this. Mm-hmm.
You have better tits than J-Lo.
Apparently.
And I am in love with J-Lo.
He is. Not me. Notice how he said that. Not me.
He likes you.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'm
he has
okay.
deep like for you.
I'm in love with you.
Look,
darling.
You guys were in the Midwest
Thank
together.
You.
You guys were in the Midwest.
It's true. It's true. Megan got to ride on both of my boats.
You know what's
so
funny?
So excited.
Oh, my God.
He has two boats. Yeah,
he has two boats.
Oh, that...
There's J-Law.
Yummy.
There's the love of Preston's life.
Yeah. I don't know.
Those are some really good cleavage titties.
Those are really good titties, Megan.
This is a clothed one.
Yeah.
If anybody's
yeah, with like yeah. stuff pushing them up, making them look nice.
Yeah.
Oh, they're totally taped
don't hate,
and everything.
Don't hate.
I'm not hating.
J-Law does have really good tits.
Yeah,
I just have to say
nice
that my
tits,
girlfriend
yeah.
has better tits.
Well, and
than
the reason I know
actress,
he was telling me the truth is because then I asked if I had better tits than Kate Upton. He said, no, you're stupid. No one has better tits than Kate Upton. And I was like, yeah. okay. So he's being honest about the Jennifer Lawrence thing.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's got great nipples.
By the way, I just figured out why Talmo's not here tonight. He's at home jerking off all the pictures.
Right?
That's why he's not here tonight.
He couldn't leave. He finally had a date.
He knew that we were going to show the pictures in the studio and then he was going to get a huge boner and start
not be
off.
Able to jerk off.
He's claiming to be sober for 3 days. I don't know if
that's,
I believe it.
That's not a thing.
He means in his lifetime.
Oh,
yes.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, he means since birth.
He was sober the first 3 days after he was born. And then went, life's hard, nah.
Yep. Yeah, then he got on the tap and that was it. Well, speaking, you know what he might be doing, actually? He might be working with ISIS.
Oh, God.
And Obama. You guys hear about that, right?
You like my segue?
That
is,
segue.
I'm very, it's like you're
well,
a
no.
professional stand-up yeah. comedian or something with right? these fancy segues.
I segue like a motherfucker.
Well, no. It's
so
a,
seamless.
I think Obama had the fucking titties leak, so he could, it's a distraction.
So he could distract
right?
us, yeah.
Right? He's like, look, we're going to have titties leaked.
Leaked titties and a fucking cobra set loose in Orange County today.
An albino cobra.
And then just to keep it
from being racial.
By the way, I hate to change the subject. Yeah. Is anyone else covered in ants right now or just me?
What,
just you?
Itchy?
Okay. No, I've like killed like 4 ants.
Oh.
Are there ants in here now?
Oh, God.
You know what scares me?
What the hell
though?
Was going on with
That's
Dark Mark
I just
earlier.
Think Dark Mark show, yeah. like they had like...
Was there like honey in here?
Yeah, and like they were rubbing honey on someone's vagina and having the ants eat it off. Something fucking weird.
I saw
you know?
Someone with fake
got,
blood
like,
meeting.
Makeup done on yeah. their Wait, forehead, on. And I forget what they use.
Guys, now this is the find ants on your person.
It's
show.
Like How syrup.
Now you got me worried about fucking ants.
My God.
Those motherfuckers bite, too.
Yeah, they're horrible. Nobody likes ants. Did you bring... Oh, you were leaning on the tree.
Oh, I was leaning on the tree.
Yeah, she was outside leaning on the hobo tree. That's what happened.
I'd like
to
think they're from Mark's show,
You brought ants
though.
In.
I know,
no,
me
yeah.
too. Let's go back to that. I think that's funnier.
Yeah, we're sticking with
that's
Mark's
funnier.
Show. But
it's definitely the tree, but it's more definitely Mark's show.
But no, so Obama, apparently Obama's somewhat... I'm not, but he's back in ISIS in a sense that he's leaving him alone... And it kind of goes back to, once again, the guy, is he a bit Muslim?
There's
and by
no.
a bit, I mean totally.
That's a leap.
Yeah, you know. But,
right?
Well, no, he's been accused of being Muslim so many times.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
yeah
because this country
times,
is super racist.
Well, that or people who are brown are bad. I mean, I don't know.
Well, we all know.
You guys, I was born in Lebanon, so I'm afraid
true.
To be in this room right now.
Well, you should
shit,
be.
You're almost Aryan. Yeah, Lebanon.
Oh God, he's gonna drone Skid Row Studios right,
right
now.
Right, we're in big shit.
Jesus Christ.
No, but you know, but that's the thing. I mean, it's not even about the being. You know, it's really about like what he's doing is insane. Like he's totally backing off, and nobody accused him of being Muslim because of racism. They accused him because he had family. That was hardcore Muslim that still are.
Well,
and nobody
they accused
cares if he's
him
Muslim.
Because his name was Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
There's well, I mean, hell no fucking low.
Exactly.
I was accused Jesus Christ of being a little Christian.
Yeah. And he was
just
a Jew.
I thought of my kids' names when they were born. We actually thought of names that would work. You know, I didn't name one of my kids like Idi Amin. You know
that would have been
right.
That would have been wonderful.
This is my oldest daughter, Satan.
Idi Amin Burger.
Right? You know, if you
that's
name it,
that's a solid
reason.
Name. I feel like that's a powerful Jewish name.
Idi Amin.
Yeah. Idi Amin Burger.
Burger.
Yeah.
Burger on
there. You throw a burger on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly.
I am Mini Burger.
Chews it up.
But at some point, I want to hear your perspective of this because you grew up in Beirut, right?
Yeah.
In Lebanon.
You're not going to like my perspective because I have not been paying any attention because it's a total fucking bummer, and I like being happy. So I have not watched any news. I do not know what you guys are talking about. I'm getting the gist because, you know, I'm listening. but this is the most I know about it right now.
It's the ignorance is bliss, and I like that.
No, but I'm super. I just want to like screenshot your face when you said that sentence of just like this disdain, like furrowed brow, like you fucking assholes. I'm having a good time.
Why are you bringing reality into my fucking life?
I know more about it than I ever wanted to. Thank you.
I don't want to deal with reality.
Rainbows and fucking butterflies.
Nothing wrong with
rainbows
that.
Rainbows, butterflies, nudie pics.
It's a great way to look at life, but
titties.
But at the same time,
sweet, sweet cans.
There's a I don't know, a terrorist running our country. No, I'm but I mean, let's be honest. Obama's a huge pile of shit.
Obama has, I voted for him twice, and he's disappointed me in a lot of ways.
He's disappointed a lot of people in a lot of ways, but you know what?
But it's not him.
He was set up to disappoint.
He's a goddamn politician.
Right.
Fuck off everyone that was like, this is our savior. He's going to fucking turn it all around. He's going to make this cunt. He's going to do it. No one's going to fucking do it.
No.
Like, he's not, like, he's a figurehead. They're always all going to be a figurehead. And there's a million other people beneath him that are pulling all the strings and a million people above him.
They all start like this. Here are my views. They all start there, and then they get in office, and they all end up right
because
there.
Because they die. Because there's somebody going.
Or you die.
Like, no, you can't make this okay. You can't make this a thing. You can pick two.
Yeah.
You came on board with 10 things you wanted to do. Guess what? Pick two. Oh, those two you want to do? No, those are too radical. Pick two less radical ones.
In his administration.
Okay, another ant. I'm not crazy.
Oh, my God. Weed has become kind of legal.
I know, but they're still on me.
Well, that was a state issue.
And gay marriage has become kind of legal.
Right,
and I know
but
there's
that's
state
all,
issues.
That's
but,
all state stuff.
But
the
I
one thing he's done,
he's
Obamacare. Obamacare is good.
You think it's good?
Is it?
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, Preston. No, in the sense that like, I don't know anything about Obamacare. I'm poor enough to just get Medi-Cal and not pay a fucking dime.
Yeah.
So Obamacare is great unless, well, you're lower middle class.
Well,
and it's breaking you every day and making you poor you can go a step down and get it free.
But also, you're lucky enough to live in a state, California, that actually cares a little more about poor people than, you know, 38 other states.
Well, no, they just are starting socialization here.
Which is good, though. For healthcare, man.
In a sense.
Well, no, but because here's the thing. This is the one thing with Obamacare, and it is amazing that so many more people gained health care. But for example, for me, I make very little money. But I make a cunt hair above what I need to get Medi-Cal.
Right.
So because of that, and I mean literally like a cunt hair above. Because of that, I don't have insurance. I'm probably going to get a tax lien because of it. And the cheapest I could get is like $120 a month.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So what doesn't make sense to me is that because I make like basically $100 more than I
you're going to be punished.
Is instead of it being like, okay, because you're so close, you have to pay $40 a month.
Yeah, or 10.
Is that it is zero or $120.
Yeah.
That is... That's $20 more than the minimum I need to get Medi-Cal.
Now make yourself a family with kids that you got to put on there.
Well,
and
then I could get
else.
It easily.
Well, no, so no, no.
As long as my income doesn't change, I just have to pop out a baby.
But
and then
the
I
family,
be
right. No, the family who's $100 over,
right?
They're going broke because of insurance.
Exactly, and like that's the one issue which I feel like they need to look. They need to figure out like, okay, so you don't qualify for completely free Medicare or medical coverage. Well, let's figure out a way, like, you make this much over, so you have to pay $20 a month. You make this much over, then it's 50. This much over, then
let's
you have to pay
the actual healthcare itself. Has anybody had state healthcare? Because I did for a minute. I was a healthcare provider for my parents and who are disabled, and because I did that, they gave me, like, healthcare, and I went to go to see a doctor, and it was the most ridiculous doctor's visit ever. You waited for 3 hours.
Yeah.
She hit my knee and went, how you feeling?
Yeah.
I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm here for a checkup. I'm here for like a head to toe.
Nope.
No, nothing.
You
got to
be referred back
nothing
and referred
happened.
Back.
Nothing happened. There was like
back.
Two more appointments to be made and all this stuff. And I just went, who cares?
Unless you know
I'm
how to work
probably
it.
Fine.
Unless you know how to work it. Then you can go to a great hospital, great doctors, if you know
how
to work it.
If you have the money, then you can do it.
If you know how to work that same system, you can get into great
that's
hospitals
too much
and great
work.
Doctors. Right.
Well, exactly. That's the thing.
Right. But the
personally,
people who do that aren't the poor. They're the thieves.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Which is huge. For me, I will stick to... my doctor is Planned Parenthood.
But
I get pretty good care there.
Planned Parenthood is awesome.
But Megan,
situation
is making the best point for single payer, where there needs to be a baseline where everyone gets certain level of health care for free. And then if you make money and you want to get better health care and go to the better doctor and not have to wait in line, then you fucking pay for it, like anything else.
Like in Europe. But a better system than Europe. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Yeah. No, I mean, Europe without the huge weights and things like that, and you just socialize medicine, and then anything above socialization, like you want to, you know, you want to get checked up for no reason to see if you're okay. You need a flu shot or whatever. You got to pay for that. Anything else free. That would have been good if Obamacare offered free medical to everybody.
Well, that's what they were trying to do, but the Republicans wouldn't let them do it.
They wouldn't let it happen.
Well,
and they won't.
And, well, I mean, the insurance companies, I should say, paid the Republicans to not let it
happen. That's the thing. But, you know, there comes a time where you just say, fuck it. You know, like Megan right now. She's like, fuck it. I'm out of here.
Too many fucking ants in this studio. It's not enough water.
You brought in the goddamn ants.
Is it weird that I'm getting very itchy?
Right? Like, Megan brought in bugs. She brought bugs in.
See, I think her just saying ants is freaking you out right now.
Completely.
And now you're just getting itchy everywhere.
You know what it is? It's like you get one ant, one comes around, checks it out, and then it calls the rest of the fucking ants, and then they all show up.
That's why you got to kill them. Yeah,
they're like relatives. But, okay, so big news. Why don't you do it? We're going to do our cunt of the week.
Cunt of the week.
Do we have a cunt of the week music?
We do. We don't need cunt of the week music this week.
We really got to get cunt of the week.
I got to make some cunt of the week music.
You're a savior. I like that. So we got a great cunt of the week.
The cunt of the week is, I mean, you know, could be possibly in the running for cunt of the century.
Ha, agreed.
20th or 21st century, or probably even 19th century, maybe.
Possibly.
No, let's be honest. Do you know how numbers work?
But our cunt of the week is the recently late Joan Rivers. 81-year-old Joan Rivers, a legendary cunt. And I say this as a term of endearment because...
she would appreciate it.
She would appreciate it, but also she had the courage
to be a huge cunt.
To be a cunt and to call people out when they were doing stupid shit. And as a woman, that was a very hard thing to do. And she was incredibly self-deprecating and incredibly funny.
Hysterical. And, original.
Right. She was going to host the fucking Tonight Show. Well,
there's a huge thing with that.
Which we can get into.
You guys, they keep saying she was having throat surgery, routine throat. I think she was having a facelift of some sort.
I don't think she was, and this is why. I don't think so, because she would not fucking go out that way. She would have at least Melissa, her daughter, even if they initially said throat surgery, she would have her daughter be like, no, she was having another fucking facelift. Because Joan Rivers was never shy.
I feel like Melissa would do it, though. I feel like Melissa wouldn't.
It would have been in her will. Melissa doesn't get any of my money unless she tells everyone that I was having another facelift.
Joan, I really truly feel that Joan Rivers would have been
open about it.
Super stoked.
Yeah. Wanted to
on fucking the jokes that would have come out if she died under the knife.
Oh, dude, I'm way bummed.
I think it's wild.
What are they gonna do with Fashion Police now? Because without her, there is no show.
Yeah, well, her daughter's gonna have to pretend to be her. But you know, I mean,
no, that show's dead.
But you know what it is? So that's the thing. Is like,
oh no, Kelly Osbourne's career is over.
Right. What was she doing? Was she on it?
Yeah.
Apparently,
that's who she is.
Absolutely obsessed.
You like that girl.
Obsessed. I'm obsessed.
Is that your Joan Rivers impression or Kelly Osbourne?
That was Kelly.
Do your Joan.
What was I doing earlier? Oh, she's a poker player. Poker player.
That's not bad.
That was great. You just sounded like a generic old Jew.
There we go.
Listen.
Yeah, that's kind of who she was.
But so what I wanted to do is I thought we'd do a little Joan Rivers roast.
I wrote some things down.
Okay, I like that. See, I do it impromptu, and I like how Preston's always staunch, kind of like conservative guy, always got it organized, set up, and I love that.
This is on an Excel spreadsheet, if anyone's watching.
Right? Yes. No, I love that.
It might as well have been.
Yeah, my spreadsheet is right in here, and it's got a lot of fucking data issues. So I thought what was funny is, what I thought was great about Joan Rivers was her final request. Is that she be melted down and implanted in her daughter Melissa?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was fantastic.
And then Melissa could be funny,
right?
during the visitation at her funeral, they're going to use her Madame Tussauds statue so she looks more natural.
You know what sucks though is that she was supposed to play the Joker in the next Batman. That's a real letdown.
Oh, I was so excited! Batman versus Superman with Joan Rivers as the Joker,
Megan
without makeup.
What? Oh, I don't have anything.
You have nothing for Joan?
No, not yet. No, I'm not going to take yours because I wasn't given the impromptu heads up that we were writing Joan Rivers roast jokes.
We set it downstairs.
All I did was Wikipedia and found out stuff about Joan Rivers that I didn't know before.
Right?
You know how they say you release your bowels after you die? When Joan died, six golems came out of her vagina.
I kind of like that.
I like that one. Whatever.
What I liked about it, see, Joan would have loved it because that's what they say. Joan Rivers was that one woman that always had a smile. Not because she wanted to, just that's how her face was stuck.
Mm-hmm.
It was. I like that.
Before
like
comedy, Joan's cunt was used to circumcise young Jewish boys.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do you know that Joan Rivers was allowed to have safe sex without a condom because she was made of rubber? It was.
Her vagina was fucking, what's the thing? What's the female condom?
There's nothing real in her to even catch AIDS.
Are you trying?
I don't know.
She was, Joan Rivers is going to host the Tonight Show, but NBC thought Jay Leno's chin would frighten less people. Her first gig in Vegas was using her vagina as the Caesars Ballroom.
Oh, a lot of vagina jokes.
Yeah, she had a huge one.
She had a huge vagina.
And finally, Joan will live on in her stand-up specials, fashion police clips, and her role as Smaug in The Hobbit.
Oh, wow. Okay. My last one Joan Rivers' husband's death was actually reassigned as an escape. It was...
prison break.
He didn't die. He escaped. Oh, God. Did he... What
he
did
killed
he? He killed himself?
He did kill himself.
Yeah, he killed himself.
Yeah, he did.
The father of Melissa?
Yeah, that's so
her
sad.
Her only husband.
No, that I feel for her, though.
Was
you
not
know,
her
for,
only husband? She never remarried.
According to Wikipedia, she had a husband before, and they were annulled.
Yes.
According to
so
it doesn't count.
Joan used to fuck around a lot, though. I mean, she was pretty
She used to be good looking, and then she did all the shit to her face.
No, she didn't.
Joan Rivers was hot.
She was good looking, but for a female celebrity back in the day, she was not attractive.
No, but
she was a four always.
Really? See, to me, she was so hot because she was so funny and cute.
Well, yeah, I think she was really cute, but I mean, for a celebrity back when she first blew up.
Which time?
Right? Yeah, she had a few careers.
She came and went many, many times.
Yeah. But I mean, like in like the, you know, like the mid, early 60s when she was first kind of.
Yeah, she was 181 years old.
She basically was.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, she was 81. Her lips were 17.
She'd have been so annoyed.
Her breasts were 23.
Yeah. It was, if you add it all together.
Yeah, you start adding up all the ages. Look at that. There we go.
Wow.
She was cute.
Yeah.
She was a cute little Jewy bitch.
Cute.
Look at her.
No.
She was, not there, but before she had any plastic surgery.
That's Dolly Parton.
Oh. There we go. Before she had any plastic surgery.
You mean number one?
You would want to bang her.
No, number one she'd have work done already.
Like find her with no plastic surgery.
No,
go back to that
the
one.
The very picture, first she's
one.
Fine.
No, the very first
one. Yeah, there we go. Right there.
Yeah.
See, right there. Look how Jewy and suburban she looks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you just want it. Like, she's hot.
She looks like a mom that would make you a great sandwich.
Right, and you just want to have anal sex with
her. Exactly.
That could have aged gracefully.
The other woman looks like.
She really could have. I think she would have aged very gracefully.
The other woman looks like she's the beast that ate the girl before.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's the evil that just absorbed her. But she was such a legend, and there's so few comics that I have so much respect for.
Well, especially, for female comedians, she fucking did everything.
Oh, yeah. Comics in general, she was a genius and just an amazing lady. And God bless you, Joan Rivers.
Well,
may
do
you rest
guys
in
think,
peace.
I mean, she a lot of the, you know, she did so much self-deprecation shit with, all the surgeries and shit. You think that'll, fuck
Before
with her legacy because she...
No, nobody, because
so
that was
weird.
Part of
she
it.
Was all fucking, she
always
she
had
like,
that,
part of it. Clearly
it
had
was
a weird
she,
thing.
She started doing self-deprecation stuff. Like
yeah.
Back in the
yeah.
day, like, she had stuff about being small-chested.
I mean,
and
she started, when she first started, she
like,
was all self-deprecating.
Like, her husband wouldn't touch her because, she had tiny tits. She all sorts of shit like that.
But, yeah, she was a genius comic. Gilda Radner, her, people like that.
Gilda
just amazing.
Radner,
And what people don't get, and it's so pathetic, but we constantly hear how guys care about looks. I don't think most guys really give a fuck about looks in the sense of I would so much rather be with a Gilda Radner than a Cindy Crawford.
Because
I've met Cindy Crawford and she's dumb as
have
fuck.
A fucking conversation with you.
Guys, just look at me and Preston.
Yeah. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Right? Preston doesn't
You're
give a shit.
You're obviously dating him because he's very pretty.
No, it's terrible conversation on his end, but he's really good to look
at. He's fun to look at.
Exact opposite. I'm like, I'm not so hot to look at, but God damn it, I can talk.
Mm-hmm. See that? Preston's eye candy.
It's true.
Megan's the conversationalist.
That's how it should be.
Mm-hmm. I'm the brains.
I'm the arm candy in this relationship. The brains.
Imagine if Preston had your tits, he'd be so complete.
Oh God.
Oh, I'm picturing it right now with the mustache and everything.
They're furry.
It's still doing it for me. Yeah.
I'm picturing them, but they've got lots and lots of titty hairs.
Huge amount, a ridiculous amount of pussy.
He would have that too. We can do that. Burger, we can do this for you.
I've been really horny lately.
Medical technology's really advanced this far.
I've been really
horny. We can give him a pussy and my tits.
Oh, hold on.
And then we can get Joan Rivers' face on your face like a big man.
Oh,
imagine we should just fuck on air one time, me and you, and both of us complete eye contact with each other and the camera at the same time.
I'm into it. But I think it'll have to be on Mark's show.
Yeah, well, obviously. I mean, it's the only place it fits.
And I'll never touch this studio again. We'll have to burn this fucking building to the
ground. You're filming
17
it.
People
You're
have already
filming
fucked
it.
On this table.
You
can I wear,
film
can I wear a hazmat
fucking...
suit? Can I wear a hazmat suit?
Yeah, you got an Ebola suit.
You can, you can do a lot of things nowadays, but apparently you can't get fast food.
No, not today.
No.
You guys believe that? A fast food strike? They're protesting?
I think it's fucking great. I think it's amazing.
150 cities.
I think we should be protesting fast food.
How did they get that organized? I'm shocked.
Right? You would think if you got that organized, you could get a better job. You know,
I'm super impressed that they got it organized because they've been talking about this for a long time, and they actually like the fact that they got enough people together to do it. Because especially in that job, a lot of people don't want to go on strike because they need the fucking shitty meager amount of money so desperately.
Yeah. Also, the young ones who don't care.
Very few anymore. It's mostly like in LA.
Very
you have mostly middle-aged Latin people doing most of fast food.
It's not. It's like it's not. I'm sure in bumfuck Wisconsin somewhere,
Utah.
It's a 16-year-old working the drive-thru. Yeah. A 16-year-old Christian Presbyterian white kid.
But even
in
all
most
the
major
fucking...
cities, it's a 40-year-old Guatemalan woman who has three kids and is supporting her family.
But even in small towns, the fast food fucking moves all the diners out. So then the people that worked at the diners got to work at fast
food. Oh, yeah, they need
to
go. Yeah, exactly. I mean, and they should get paid more.
So basically nobody can get fast food today? Is that what happened today?
Of course not. I'm sure Talmo got plenty of Del Taco.
Well, but here's the thing. Here's my thing, though.
But he's not here. He doesn't have his Del Taco juice. So he couldn't leave the house.
That's why he's dead.
My God, you're right.
Well, here's the thing, though.
He had withdrawals and died.
That's why he couldn't leave. Like that's why he stayed home. He lost his mind. There's no landlord problems. He's just freaking out on Del Taco withdrawal.
Oh,
he's the person it's actually affecting.
He's dead.
He's
died
the one
today.
Person that it actually affects.
Someone go to Reseda and fucking pump some Del Taco down
him
Thomas
and a
throat.
Million pigs that can't just cook their own fucking food. And this is what I'm going to tell you guys, America. If you need fast food that bad, you should just go fucking kill yourself. Because here's the thing. It's pathetic. We should be protesting that there's fast fucking food everywhere. How about this? Fuck fast food. You want to pay people more? Great. Minimum wage should be lifted. Okay, not to $15 an hour, but it should be lifted a lot. But here's the thing. You have these companies shooting out this mill crap food and poisoning everyone and fast fooding everybody and doing this mass employment and all this bullshit, and there's no owners really there anymore or things like that. How about fuck fast food and just open individual restaurants?
Well, you're asking for a hell of a lot more with that.
Well, yeah,
and
I want a lot.
That ain't going to happen.
Well, you know, Danny at Danny's Tacos.
Right?
They did it. They got a truck.
Fresh made truck tacos.
They are very
Danny's good.
Yeah. And Preston told me some really amazing shit about
Roy Choi.
Yeah.
Roy Choi thing.
Truck?
Yeah.
That's I think there you go. What tell the story because
you want me to
tell
the story?
Did you,
you
know
read
story?
The article.
Yeah.
What about the new fast food thing that they're starting up in San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to Roy Choi is a fucking huge chef.
Yeah.
He's
amazing.
He started
chef.
The Koji truck. In LA, which is huge. Now he has, what, three restaurants?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And him and this other guy, whose name I forget, they want to start basically a healthy fast food place where it's the same prices. So it's not like, we're doing healthy fast food, but only rich people can afford that fucking $12 burger we're selling. So they want to start a place where it's the same price as where, you know, like they have a dollar menu and they have a, like, you know, you get like a value meal where you get like a drink and shit for $4 to $6, but it's not shit.
What do they want to serve?
Meat, though. Meat.
No,
it's
like meat.
Meat.
Like burgers
food.
And sandwiches.
But not processed.
But not processed and shitty.
So and not still looking to capitalize so much on the profit margin because they'll make money.
They're going
to
be spending more on the food.
Yeah.
But not putting that on the consumer. So the plan is that they're going to be competing with, you know,
McDonald's
and all the shit places. And the first one they're planning on opening, which is later next year, is in the Tenderloin up in San Francisco. Like, they're really banking on opening in poorer areas and hoping to get that crowd.
Which, kudos. I mean, that
no, it's fucking great.
No, that's somebody who's actually doing something that's actually going to matter, and they're going to employ people and feed people. It's like when Starbucks was like, oh, we're opening up Starbucks. This is in the ghetto. Really? Fuck right. I? Because no one's got $5
yeah, exactly.
for a coffee. They got a dollar. They got a dollar for coffee.
But I want to see if this works because it's a very interesting concept.
Brilliant.
It's great, but is it going to work?
Yes,
because McDonald's is huge and there's the advertising that they have.
That's
people
the
know
thing I'm
people
with.
Will
that's,
go to
I'm
it.
With you 100%. I want this to work.
Piece by piece, they'll jump over.
I want this to work really bad, but it is really hard to open new business, especially in a poor neighborhood where, you know, some mom who's got 4 kids and a husband to feed and maybe her parents she's taking care of, that she knows she could go to McDonald's and for $10 get 10 fucking
or
hamburgers.
Or go to KFC and get the family meal or whatever.
Yeah, for $18 you can get enough food to feed everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to get them to go to a new place.
However, for that same $18, and because like places like El Pollo Loco and Del Taco and certain Subway, they all take EBT now.
Right.
It's a money market.
Right.
But here's the thing. You can also take that EBT card and your WIC, and you can go to the farmer's market. And with that $18, you can get yourself a salad for the family, meat, and fruit.
But
and
I will say this about the EBT at farmer's market. I had EBT. I don't anymore because, again, I make just enough money that they won't give me anything. But
I think you need to take a day off work a
week.
I need to stop reporting my tips is what I need to do.
Yeah.
But they would not take my EBT at the farmer's market.
Which one?
Multiple. I try Hollywood and Echo Park. They will take the vouchers. They won't run your card.
Right. That's the thing. So you have
Preston was there. Preston was there one time when I tried to do it.
You the one on Ivar?
No.
No, the one in Hollywood proper, the big one in Hollywood.
The big one that's like on by Cahuenga.
Mm-hmm. That one, I went to a couple stands in there. And
Echo Park. You can't go to the stands. You have to go to their information booth. They run your card and give you the dollar tickets.
Oh, and they give you the vouchers.
Okay, well, that's
yours.
Take those to the people and give them the dollars.
Because the one in Echo Park didn't have like a thing.
Yeah, they can't take the card.
Okay, that's what it is.
But you give them these dollars. They give you the dollar things and you go spend them. But that's the thing. Yeah, like especially the one on Ivar, the Hollywood one. But that you know, I always tell my students things like that. That let your parents know. You can take these
things. Well, also, that should be a thing. EBT should only be taken at the good places.
Yes. It shouldn't, like, it
and
grosses me out.
If you have EBT and you go to a farmer's market, that shit's, you know, it's more expensive. You should get a discount if you're using EBT
it's not even that much more expensive to eat healthier food.
But they don't fucking want you to because McDonald's has lobbyists and all these places have lobbyists. Right. So they're like, send them our way.
Yeah, we'll take them.
Don't give them healthy food.
I know.
I mean, it's fucking crazy. Every time I see a McDonald's or a Burger King and they have like loud and proud the big ass fucking sign, we accept EBT.
Oh, yeah.
It grosses me
because
out.
Because some kid is eating McNuggets for dinner.
And the thing is,
it's not that hard to flour chicken and fry it.
No, right. But you know what it is? If you're working fucking 16, 18 hours a day and you're a single parent, that is hard. So you give them an easy food option, which is why this thing Roy Choi is doing is awesome. Because if he can make this work, that would be fucking great.
And it could be healthy, and that's great.
Because it is a lot to ask a single mother or father of 2 or 3 who's working, you know, 16, 18 hours a day sometimes to go home after that work and fucking cook dinner for an hour.
Well, I will say this.
That's just hard.
I would work all day teaching. I was a full-time single dad with my first 2 kids. Get home. Cook both of them meals. Like I didn't ever go to fast food with them. Cook them both full meals. We'd sit, we'd eat, go over any work they had to do from school, things like that. put them to bed. They'd go to sleep. Whatever stripper I was dating at the time would watch them while I went out. This is a true story, you know. I mean, but I mean, I say, you know, it's funny, but it is totally true. But I mean, then you
go out and do gigs.
I would go do shows, and they would watch them. But they were asleep before I left. I would get up in the morning, get them ready for school, take them to school, head to work, come back from work, same thing. And I enjoyed it constantly. But yes, it is so hard for a lot of people, exactly. Especially, you know, like it drains them. And so, yeah, if they can have somewhere to go where it's healthy.
That would be amazing.
Oh,
it might work too with social networking and stuff. It might get out there because right now I'm thinking advertising dollars. McDonald's is always going to beat everybody.
Well, here's what
you guys did it wrong. Here's what I did. I just lived really close to my mom. So she was always cooking.
Right, there you
she was
go.
Always cooking for everybody. She loved it. It didn't.
But like this
bug
is,
her at all.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, if I liked fucking at that age, my mom would have been great. Other than that, she was useless.
Yeah, you know, my mom cooks like a crazy person.
My grandma was the real Jew lady. You know, like she cooked everything was from scratch.
Yep. Right.
Everything. And I learned to cook from
and
her.
And just like teaching people how to cook. I used to, both my parents were, I mean, obviously, because... I got two boats, so both my parents worked.
Yeah.
But I would.
But your butlers cooked,
right? No, yeah. I would come home. I'd come home from school and I'd start dinner every night.
Yeah.
So we could have a fucking real
Maria,
dinner.
What are we having for dinner?
But
right, exactly.
You came home and there was food.
Come on,
Berger.
Her name was Sanchez, not Maria.
Yeah. I didn't have.
Right. Food. I know, but you can get meals to cook at home. For cheaper than you can going out to dinner.
Yeah. Yes, but I'm. Yes. But,
it's the
but,
timing. She's saying it's the time that you need to put into it to get a meal on the table for your children.
Which is the child doing that. Okay,
for
but
myself.
Not all fucking kids want to come home after school and cook. You were a weirdo. I'm
Why?
Just.
I'd go out and play some street hockey and then I'd cook
I'm
dinner.
I'm just saying. Okay, so every 15 year old boy is going to want to come home and cook dinner? No.
15?
No, I didn't necessarily want to, but
then I
by 15, I was on my own in my own apartment.
Again, Berger, exception. He came home, cooked dinner for his kids every night, did homework with them. You, exception, came home, cooked, started dinner every night.
I'm the rule. Didn't want to hang out with my kid. I didn't want to be a mom. I adore my kid, but I didn't. I was never a good mom because I was like, nope, I don't. This kind of sucks. I don't want this. And when my ex-husband and I split up, he took full custody. I was the every other weekend parent, and I loved it. I was like, this is how it should be because.
We were talking about this earlier, and I told her I have so much respect for her as a human being because so many people are such pussies out there. They hate being parents. They hate what it is. They're not doing it well. They're muddling through it. And they're not just admitting, like, I fucking hate this. I shouldn't have done it. And telling their kids, like, hey, this sucked, da-da-da. I love being a parent. That's me. That's the one thing that keeps me from killing people.
Let's make that a serum.
But, I mean, that's the thing.
A
it's
good
like
parent
I,
serum.
Like, I am thrilled.
No, you
like,
just don't get to have a kid.
But I love so much my children. They're my life. They give me happiness and energy. And it's not like, you know, ooh, I live, you know, I just, they're great. They amaze me. They're the three people
Again,
in this world.
Again, you're the exception.
But they're the three people. But that's the thing. I shouldn't be for the people who are having kids or raising them. You made the choice and you said, you know what? This isn't for me.
Nope.
And you told the husband who wanted them, like in that sense, okay, go for it. And he raised them, right?
He did. He's a good dad. He's a good fella. We weren't meant to be together. And I wasn't never meant to be somebody's mother. I love my kid. Right now, he is my buddy.
Yeah.
Like, when we're buddies, we're good. When I have to be his mom, I get like all... just weird. I'm like, ugh, this isn't fun.
But so many people are such pussies to ever admit that. And if they told their kids would feel so much better about everything that went on. You know, that, hey, it wasn't for me. I sucked at it. You know, wasn't into it. I didn't want to do it. And the kid would be like, okay. Because that's a revelation for a child.
Grateful little fucker. I still had you.
I didn't kill you. You know, I didn't kill you.
I could have murdered you.
I paid for you. I put in, I covered you. I was a shitty parent. I'm a good human being. Get to know me. I'm his buddy.
When we're buddies, it's great. But when I have to be mom, it's like, that's not for me.
Yeah, and see, I'm dad all the time. I'm their friend as dad, but I'm always dad. And that's, and it, people don't, people always think, like, as a teacher, people would always be like, oh, well, I want, you know, they'd tell my students, oh, I want to be in his class. He looks cool. They're like,
right.
Like, we work all the time because all the other special ed classes ran around and played video games. Fuck that. These kids were me when I was young. They're going to learn. They're not going to be like me where nobody wants to get hit by a chair, so let's just let Berger sit in the fucking over there and do what he wants. And then I end up dropping out in eighth grade. I'm responsible for these children's education, you know, so I'm into it. So as a teacher, like, I it's so important to me. As a human being, I'm a dirty, perverted, fucking, I'm who I am.
Oh, we know.
I'm a dirty motherfucker. As a person, but I'm not shiesty, I'm honest, but as a parent and a teacher, I'm perfect.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. And if you can't be those things, don't do those things.
I think the only good thing I ever did for my kid is I refused to let them put him on medication. They wanted to put him on Adderall for ADD. And I'm like, he's not ADD.
That's excellent call.
He's a little jerk.
Yeah,
he's a pain in your ass.
That's what ADD is.
I'm sorry you became a teacher and this little asshole is getting around your rules. Because basically the teacher would be like, he gets finished really quickly and then he walks around talking to people. And I go, what did you do about it? She goes, I told him he had to sit in his chair.
Stop being so smart. Stop getting, you know,
stop being so smart.
Here's what my kid did. He finished his work and then he would take his chair and move it over next to his friend and sit in his chair, gabbing away.
Right.
I'm like, he basically outsmarted you. Yeah. I'm so sorry, but I find that hilarious. You're an asshole.
You're a dumb idiot.
Yes.
He stayed in his chair.
Technically, he did everything you asked.
You know the solution? Simple solution. In my class, your kid becomes the guy who goes around and helps other kids.
Or give him more work.
Yeah, give him more fucking work.
Because you know why? That all you're telling a kid is, if you get it done, I will pile shit on you. What I do is I say, hey, if you can get it done, can you help me? Could you do me a favor? Because I love the fact that you get all this. Do me a favor.
I wish you were my kid's
teacher.
Help
the other kids who don't get it. You see,
teacher of the year, well, David Berger.
No, you know what?
Let's never have kids, babe.
Right? No, don't.
That's what we figured out in this conversation.
You know, one of my greatest stories is I had a student, and she had
pregnant,
and she was I'll punch her in the stomach.
Yeah. Hey, do you still have that Bowie knife?
I'll take the stairs. Yeah. I'll take the stairs.
You'll fall
today.
But I had a student. She had some things on her face. Right. Beautiful young girl.
More ants.
Jesus. But she had beautiful young girl. But she had, like, some things on her face, and some of her fingers were slightly deformed. You know, there was just some certain things. And so these kids would tease her, but there was this one kid, and this kid, talk about a stud. Like, this kid was just, like, Snoop Dogg badass, you know? Mm-hmm. He had braids. This was in junior high.
Right.
He had the tall black kid, but, like, not too tall, not too short. Perfect. Great complexion. Just looked like, and a great kid. Overall, great kid. So he was joining in the teasing and this and that, and he was really making her cry one day. So I said, no problem. I go, let's go sit down. And I sat him down, and I had him stare at her. I go, now let her know what's so horrible about her. Tell her what she's doing that's so horrible that provokes you to have to make fun of her. But look right at her and tell her. He's like, well, no. You make fun of her every day.
Right.
You put her down every day. Now look right at her. And let her know, because you make fun of the fact that her fingers and the,
right.
But she has no choice in that. That's part of life. But let her know, because nothing went wrong with you. What is it she does every day that provokes you to hate her so much? I don't hate her, you know. And we just broke it down. It was just, but that's what people don't get about kids. If you attack them,
and did he stop doing it?
Never again.
Yeah.
No, he was, and the kid was a great kid to begin with. It's just. He got caught up in that bullshit.
Him.
I never argue with kids. I only question.
Right.
What's your motive? What are you going to get out of this? Are you going to win? I always tell someone, if by doing this, you're going to get money or get something, go ahead. But if all you're going to get is in trouble now, is this really a
right.
win?
It's stupid.
The point? You know, but the problem is, so many of our teachers that can get through all that bullshit work to become a teacher are... I don't want to say nerds, but they're like the people who got picked on in school, sat in the corners, things like that. So either they want to be popular with the young kids and be in the popular group, or they're scared of the kids and hate them. And that's
well, I feel like everyone had both those teachers. I feel like everyone had the teacher. I feel like especially in high school, you get the teacher that like wants to hang out with all the cool kids.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, we had that
history teacher in high school. Her name was Mrs. Bush, and she looked like Mrs. Reagan. She was like a really tiny little, yeah. And she was a hard ass for like the first week. She was just nothing but like, argh! And then she just settled down. She figured out what everybody was, and she was the best teacher. I actually learned things from her. But for the first week, she was like, if you're late, you're not coming in. She set down the rules early on. And
structure.
Only teacher's name I remember.
I had a teacher, Mr. Barnes. We never looked at our history book. It was AP World History. Never looked at our book. He did lectures. If one person missed a test, everyone got dropped 10 points. So no one ever missed a fucking test in his class.
And you know what, Berger?
He's the only teacher in high school I remember.
She had me do that. She had me help the gang guys with their work. Because I always got done early, too. Yeah. I was like my kid. I was like, it's like, just give me a task. I'll get it done just to be finished with it. That was my thing. Yeah.
Let me have something to do.
So she had, I didn't realize that until right now, but she had me helping this one gang guy who actually got just kicked out of school because he beat a guy with his belt. He held the guy down with one arm and one knee and just beat him with the belt. I went to Pasadena High School.
I was going to say, did you go to school out here?
Yeah, I was. Pasadena High School, and it was rough. There was Bloods and Crips.
It was a weird mix of Pasadena.
Because they cut Pasadena diagonally, which is not what you're supposed to do.
No, at all.
Yeah,
there was a weird mix there. But yeah, I mean, but that's what goes on, though. You know, I mean, that I had a kid one time. But see, it's how teachers deal with things and how you provoke the kids, because I always say a teacher who gets hit did something to deserve it, because no kid wants to hit a teacher. So if you get hit, you've pushed that kid. You want to hit me? Go ahead. I always told them, if you hit me, I will fall on the ground and flail like a fish and then sue your family and the school and live off
exactly.
of you.
I'll have a pension for the rest of my
the
life.
The best thing beautiful. I ever had, I had this one kid from, he was from Canoga Park, Canoga Park gang, right? It was CPK or something like that, some shit.
California
name.
Yeah. Pizza
Kitchen. Like that, some weird shit like that, you know?
They have a really good...
I don't even remember the thing, but he was this cholo kid, right? And he was in my class, and he was just off the hook, you know? He was kind of fucked up on drugs, but he was off the hook one day, and he's yelling, and he was kind of yelling and this and that. And so I told him, look, you need to leave the class. Like, just go up to the... And he turns to me and he goes, hey, fuck you, cracker. And I told him, I go, hey, whoa. I go, I'm a Jew. If you're going to be racial, get it right.
Yeah, exactly.
And the whole class starts laughing and and he just left.
Because you shamed him. And everybody laughed at him. And he was like, shit.
And then he got laughed at. And he went, I don't like being on this side of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My best was, do your work, 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 do your work.
I'm super annoyed by you right now.
Yeah. Oh, I would take kids who were like hardcore cholas and that. They would just, fine! Because I'm not provoking them. I'm not yelling. I'm just, do your work. Do your work.
It's being annoying.
Let's do our plugs. Should we start with her? Maral.
What should I plug?
Plug everything you're doing.
Where are you going to be at yoga next?
Plug me!
I'll be at yoga every single day at the yoga studio called the Yoga Shelter in Studio City.
I'll be outside.
Come see me there every day.
Ooh.
I'm at the Ice House on the 7th. It's Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. Ice House is a great place.
Should be fun. I think I'm Flappers on the 17th, I think.
Flappers is another great place.
There's a couple of Leche Lounge coming up. I'm at all Adams on everything, on the Twitters and the Facebooks.
Older.
Check her out,
that.
Man. Very funny.
I know.
Megan, what are you doing?
I really don't like them.
Next Friday, I'm going to be at the Lexington at 8.
Mm-hmm.
So come get a tall can of PBR.
Heck yeah.
Preston-Blaine.squarespace.com at Flappers on the 21st.
Heck yeah. I will be at, I think I'm at Corbin Bowl next Thursday.
And
I
am too.
Oh, really?
Me.
We're on
the
same show? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm going to mock you.
I was there last week. It was really cute. I liked it.
Was it fun?
Yeah. Corbin Bowl.
Yeah.
Thanks, Burger.
By the way, they're bowling. They're not doing sets.
We're just going. We're each in a bowling league. I didn't realize we were playing each other this week.
Yeah. Oh, you know where I'm going to be? I'm going to be at the Family Room on the 28th of October. I'm only excited about that because I only live a few blocks. It's over in Manchester in South Central. I can walk to it. Yeah.
Is it a black room?
I always hate that, but yeah, they say that it's a black room, but I mean, it's just like a group. It's just the area, you know, but there's all kinds of people there. And yeah, I mean, you know, I'm going to do
family room. Like you have to do like,
it's called
G
the family
material?
Room. No, it's just called the family room. No. You could stab somebody on stage.
Can you imagine Berger doing a clean set?
Yeah. I could fucking do a clean set. Okay. Give me a church or something. All right, guys, I'm Burger Podcast. Have a great evening. Thank you so much.
See ya.
Bye. Oh.
Time, turn all of the lights on over.